This is the Two Bald Nerds Podcast. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Two Bald Nerds Podcast. I'm one of the bald nerds. I'm Mark Stuchowski, host of the Mark Stuchowski Podcast. I live in Houston, Texas. This other host, the other bald nerd, is my cousin. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Danny Bourne.
All right, Danny, up in Rochester, New York, where I originally hailed from. It doesn't matter. It's the podcast. We're just going to go with it. So on this episode, we're going to talk about 10 books we think everyone should read. Danny's going to have five. I'm going to have five. And just so we set the tone, we're not going to list the Bible, because the Bible, Danny and I are both Christians, and we believe everyone, whether you believe it or not, should read the Bible. So that's not going to be on our list. We just want to say that up front, because we need you to read that book. You need to understand that book. You need to practice that book, whether you believe it or not. So we're going to, Danny and I are going to go back and forth, book to book, and these are books that we think you should read. And I have no idea what Danny's going to say. He doesn't know what I'm going to say. We purposely did this so we can delight each other with our wisdom of books we think we should read. Danny, because this was your idea, what is the first book everyone should read?
First book on my list is called The 5,000 Year Leap by W. Cleon Skousen. And this book is basically a synopsis of the 28 greatest ideas in history. And the whole tone of the book is set around the 28 great ideas that helped build the government of the United States. So it's in the context of United States history, but it outlines all of these great ideas that they used in their formation of our government to get us to the point where we are self-governing. Smaller government, government of the people. Most of the government should be done by the people. Fascinating read, excellent book, even if you're not from the United States. Some of the names on this list: Cicero, Locke, de Tocqueville. So excellent scholars from history, a lot of biblical stuff thrown in there. And the history obviously is really good. The author himself was in the FBI and he was a professor. Great book. I'm actually in the process. I've read it once many years ago because it came out in the late 90s, and I'm in the process of reading it again. So again, 5,000 Year Leap by W. Cleon Skousen. Excellent, excellent read.
All right. My first book is a combination by Uncle G, Grant Cardone, The 10X Rule / The 10X Mentor. Why do I say that? Because The 10X Rule is the book that started the whole 10X movement. If you're not sure what the 10X movement is, just go Google 10X movement or 10X Grant Cardone. You'll have billions of sites pop up. But this year, about 2 months ago, he came out with a Audible-only version called The 10X Mentor, and it's actually The 10X Rule updated for 2022. I can tell you, with all the teachers I have studied under since I became an entrepreneur back in 2005, no one has taught me more than Uncle G himself, Grant Cardone. So my first book, The 10X Rule, the original, / The 10X Mentor, which is an audio audible only book. Highly recommend those books.
Awesome. All right. So number two on my list is a book titled How to Read a Book. And it is by Mortimer J. Adler and Charles Van Doren. And basically the book is about how you take a book that is above your level of informational processing and read it in a way that you can actually expand your understanding, if that makes sense. So it's how you would read a book that is technically above your level so that you can expand your mind and pull out not just information, but develop and expand your understanding of a topic. It's a fascinating book. I'm actually reading it right now. Excellent book. Again, I gravitate towards older books sometimes. This was originally written back in the 40s and then rewritten in the 70s. But again, some of these things are timeless, right? So again, How to Read a Book, Mortimer J. Adler and Charles Van Doren. Excellent read.
And I will say that if you want to keep your brain healthy, read books outside your comfort zone. So it sounds like this book would help us do that. My second book is a book I haven't finished listening to yet on Audible. I'm 99% way through. It's Christopher McDougall's book, Natural Born Heroes, How a Daring Band of Misfits Mastered the Lost Secrets of Strength and Endurance. Now, if you don't know this, I'm a daily runner. I've run at least 1 mile every day since August 29th, 2019. 2017, I'm sorry. I'm coming up in five years yeah. On the 26th of this month. So, or the 29th of this month. So the book is about, he goes to these tribes in faraway places and he finds out, you know, how do they run? They don't run by exercising or by stretching. I mean, if someone's chasing you, you're not going to, you know, stretch. You're just going to run. But something else that I learned today, and I'm really going down this rabbit hole that he talks about in this book, and it's this whole notion of we tend to exercise too much. In other words, we get out of the fat burning zone and we get into the body going, oh my gosh, I need oxygen. I'm dying here. That's not the good zone to be in. So I have an Apple Watch. I have a Series 6 Apple Watch. And with the new Watch OS 9, and I updated to the beta, they've got zones for the first time ever. They have zone training on Watch OS 9. So he has a calculation in the book, 180 minus your age. For me, it's 130. And once you get over that threshold, you're coming out of the fat burning zone and into the zone where you're not really getting exercise. And the book has been fascinating. It talks about how most people hydrate too much. How many times have you heard at a marathon, you know, every half a mile, they're saying, drink something. Well, there are people who have won marathons like the New York Marathon, the Boston Marathon, the London Marathon, and they didn't drink anything the whole time. Your body is intelligent enough. You don't need to drink that much. You know, most people are over drinking. And I did not know this. If you drink too much, you actually cause a salt imbalance in your body. So this book has tons of information. The whole story is built around how the Cretans way back in World War II actually kidnapped a German general. And the book talks about how the Cretans did that. And he gets into their health. He talks about the fascia. I never knew what the fascia was. It's the most powerful organ in our body because it's right underneath your skin. Utterly fascinating. I highly recommend, again, the book is called Natural Born Heroes by Christopher McDougall. He also wrote the book Born to Run, another book I recommend, but I won't put that in here. I guess I just did. But I'm really all about my health, and I encourage people to pick this book up. By the way, all the links to these books will be in the show notes. So if you go, what did he say? Take a breath. Just go to the show notes. All the links are here for these books will be in the show notes. So all you got to do is click and buy. We've made it that simple. Danny, absolutely. What's number three for you?
So number three for me is actually, it's funny that you mentioned your health book because I actually have a health book on my list as well. This book is entitled You Are Your Own Gym by a gentleman by the name of Mark Lauren. And the premise of this book is, as you can probably guess, is it is the fact that we are gifted from God with the greatest exercise machine known to man, and that's our own physical body. And the book basically outlines, there's a little bit of a story to it. There's a buildup to it. There's a story behind, you know, the research that this guy's done in terms of determining how Olympians have used these techniques and how sports people from the past have used these techniques to build these awesomely fine-tuned body machines without using dumbbells, without using barbells, without having to go to a gym. So it's basically a book about calisthenics, but I hate to use that word because everybody gets a weird connotation when you say calisthenics. They think about the coach in gym class, right? It starts you at the lowest level. So if you think about an exercise like a push-up, if you can't do a push-up, then you start with wall push-ups. Mm-hmm. And it helps you move through the progressions of the different exercises up to more advanced movements. And it has a list. It actually has what they call the Bible part of it, which has all of these different exercises for you to do and progressions for everything and different plans to outline. It's a fascinating book. It's a fascinating read. This guy he's put a lot of work into this book. I bought this book a while ago. I've used some of these principles before in the past. I have recently just recommitted to wanting to get back onto this kind of path because I'm just tired of the gym scene, right? Like I've bounced it back and forth, going to the gym, not going to the gym. I've got a bunch of weights around the house. And do I lift weights? Do I not lift weights? I've got the best workout machine known to man with me all the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's your own body. So I'm going through this book again, getting my plan set up. So I'm going to be going down a more healthy path myself, Mark. Like you said, you know, I'm at that age now. I'm a bit younger than you, but I'm getting up there. I got to start taking care of myself, and there's no time like the present. It's interesting to me with some of this stuff because, like, everybody knows, well, a lot of people probably know who Herschel Walker is, very mm-hmm. famous guy in football history. He never lifted weights except when he was showing off to show that he knew, to show how strong he was. He did very similar calisthenics and all that kind of stuff in order to keep himself finely tuned. And he was able to go into the gym and show these guys that he could bench, you know, 300-400 pounds. But he never benched as part of his repertoire of exercises. It was all just lots of push-ups, different varieties, different angles, that kind of stuff. So again, excellent book, well worth the read. Health is always very important. And we always stress that on here that you should always be healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy, and spiritually healthy. Those are like the three things you should always be trying to keep healthy.
Well, staying with your theme of health, which I guess I started with Natural Born Heroes, my third book is Life Force by Tony Robbins, How New Breakthroughs in Precision Medicine Can Transform the Quality of Your Life and Those You Love. This is a thick doorstop. I started listening to the audiobook. And I'm like, gee whiz, I have to get the print book because there's so much information in there. Tony has given you a shortcut. You don't have to go figure out and do the research and figure out who knows what they're talking about. Tony took care of all that for you. This book is chock full of information that is scientifically proven to help you get better. For example, one of the things that I remember very specifically from the book is the power of broccoli sprouts. Broccoli sprouts that are 3 to 5 days, they've just started to sprout, have so much power that apparently they can actually kill cancer, or they're anti-cancer when you take them. And you only need like a handful of you. Throw them in a smoothie, throw them in a salad. And they found this research, and I'm like, oh my goodness, everybody can do that. And so I bought myself a bag of broccoli sprouts. They don't take that long to grow, and it's really simple. So I really encourage you. You know, I talked about Natural Born Heroes. Danny talked about his book. Now we're talking about Life Force. You cannot be your most productive self. You cannot be their happiest version of yourself if you are not taking care of yourself. So you don't have to wonder. We've already given you three books. And remember, these are all going to be in the show notes for the direct links. Do not go through life feeling lethargic, feeling pain, having no energy, feeling like, what's the point? These are books that you can listen to or you can read. But as I always tell you on my podcast, the Mark Strachewski podcast, just reading or listening is not enough. You have to implement these ideas in your heart and into your life. And please, 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 if you are out of shape, if you haven't run, if you haven't worked out, please go see your doctor first. And if you go read the Natural Born Heroes or Danny's book or Life Force, they tell you, go see your doctor. So don't go, oh, I should start running a marathon tomorrow, because that's a recipe for disaster. So Life Force by Tony Robbins.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent recommendation. I'm going to change things up a little bit here. I have a book that's an autobiography. It's Night by Eli Wetzel. This book, I'll give you a preface. This book is a tearjerker, but it is basically this gentleman's story of how he survived as a child during the Holocaust in Germany. Mm. I read this book in high school, and it's actually on my list to reread soon. And the reason I think everybody should read it is because it shows a couple of different things. First of all, it shows in the world that we are now, where everybody thinks that everybody is bad or out to get you, right? Those Nazis were bad people. Like, there's a difference between the bad people that we think that we talk about, social media talks about, people fire off on social media, oh, that guy's a bad guy, that guy's a bad guy, and the Nazis who were literally trying to exterminate an entire race of people, right? So it kind of goes through that from the perspective of someone who was part of that group, right? He was a Jewish kid back in the day. But it also shows the power of the human spirit. Like, this guy came through, and it just chronicles his struggle. And again, it's a tearjerker, but in the end, it just shows the power of the human spirit and what the human will can accomplish when you set your mind to something, right? So it's kind of like two sides of the same coin. You've got the good side and the bad side, but at the end of the day, it's a tragedy where there's triumph involved as well. So very great read, very good book. I don't think the gentleman's alive anymore, because like I said, I read this back in high school, but excellent, excellent book. Highly recommend it.
My fourth book, now we're going to go toward motivation, is David J. Schwartz, The Magic of Thinking Big. I read this book twice. I got it on Audible so I can listen to my daily run. We are thinking too small. Now, I mentioned the first book was the 10X rule. That means take your goals and 10X them. Take your efforts and 10X it. Take your sales calls and 10X it. Well, this is along the same lines, although this book was written way, way before Uncle G was around. The Magic of Thinking Big gets you to think bigger. We as human beings were never created by God to live small. And David Schwartz tells you how to think big. I just want you to think right now, listener, are you thinking big, or are you thinking, if I just do just barely enough, I can keep my job? You need to think big. So if your goal is to make $100,000 this year, Grant Cardone would say 10X that, so it's $1 million. So The Magic of Thinking Big, I think it was written back in the 70s or early 80s. You need to read this book because you're not thinking big enough. You need to think at much bigger levels. And if you don't know how to do that, go get David Schwartz's book, The Magic of Thinking Big, and he will tell you how to think big.
All right. My last book is a fiction book. I threw one fiction book in here because I, being a fiction fan all my life and have written a bunch of short stories in the past, I believe that a really good fiction book can also teach us something. There's a story to be had in any fiction book if it's decent, not just for entertainment purposes, in my opinion. This book is called On a Pale Horse by an author by the name of Piers Anthony. He's written a whole bunch of books in like the sci-fi fantasy genre. The thing that struck me about this one is I was in college at the time when I read this book. I picked this book up at the library on a whim, and it's probably about a 300-page book, just short of 300 pages. I started it on a Friday night, stayed up all night long reading it, and finished it Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
I was that into it. The premise of the book is, picture you are a person who is totally done with life, and it's set in a very scientific, it's set in a world that's a blend of science and magic, right? So it's a really far out there world, and the whole premise is far out there, but the lesson is interesting. So this guy is about ready. He's done with life, doesn't want to do it anymore, and he's about ready to kill himself. Just as he's about ready to kill himself, he's about ready to shoot himself, death shows up. But death shows up a little bit early. And this guy, instead of killing himself, ends up killing death. And because he kills death, the rules of this cosmos is that if you kill death, you get the job. No questions asked. So this guy now has to take on the job of death. And this guy does I think it's an amazing job of painting the picture of, you just became death. Now you're the one that's in charge of going to all of these places where people are dying. And you have the ability to let them live or not let them live. You can take them in death or leave them in life. I mean, that's your job, is death. And he goes through the progression of this guy learning how to be death. Now, I'm not going to give away the whole story because I want you to go read the book. But the lesson in that whole book is that choices or a lack of a choice has consequences. Always. Even in a fictitious world, the world we live in is a world of cause and effect. And every choice you make or don't make, again, this plays into the productivity, into your productivity stuff a lot, Mark. Every choice we make or don't make has a consequence. Not to point to another book, but I just read, because I'm reading one of Tony Robbins' books too, Awaken the Giant Within. He makes this similar point in the book. Every choice you make or don't make impacts where you are now and where you will be. So again, choices have consequences. And I just found this a very fascinating and entertaining way to outline that point. So again, On a Pale Horse by Piers Anthony. He's written a ton of books. I love that one. I read a bunch of his other books too, but that one always stuck in my head for that reason.
Excellent. And number five for me is Stephen Koonin, his book called Unsettled. So I'm one of these people who I don't get my knowledge from tweets or posts or blog posts. I read books. And so I've always wondered, are we really warming up as a planet? Is climate change real? And there's a lot of different opinions on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. So I went and found a book that became highly recommended. This guy, Stephen Koonin, was President Obama's scientific advisor, and he wrote a book called Unsettled. He looks at the data. Okay. So people go, it's never been so hot as it is now. Yes, it was back in 1910, back in 1850, back in 1720. I mean, it's been this hot in other times. And well, guess what? They didn't have cars back in the 1800s and 1700s. So this book really clarified to me what the truth is. Now, you could say, I believe climate is we're destroying the world and we need to go back to horse and buggy. But I just encourage you to put your beliefs aside for a moment and go read a book that is highly researched. This is not an opinion book. This is a book that he went to the actual government and got the data from them. Now, one thing in the book he talks about is a lot of people say that we're getting warmer and they look at the graph, it's going straight up. We're getting warm. We're all going to boil. But he says what they do is they took out 1910, 1920, 1930. So if you take those down, instead of it being a roller coaster, now it's a straight line. And he talks about how people can manipulate data. And because Danny and I are both nerds, it's really easy to take out the outliers. And all of a sudden, it looks like it's going straight up. But I just encourage you, don't say, oh, I know how to lose weight. I know how to run. I know about climate change. Why don't you go read one of the books we recommended? And learn, and then make your opinion. Don't make your opinions be what your friend says or what Twitter says or what social media says. So I was blown away by this book because this guy laid it out. And I'm like, oh, so for example, did you know that if every single emission was stopped this instant on this planet, it would take over 1,000 years for the CO2 to be evaporated out of the atmosphere. Did you know that? Because I didn't know that until I read this book. That's how long it takes. And you'll learn a whole bunch. It's crazy. So if you're not sure, if you are so convinced that this is the warmest it's ever been, put your beliefs aside. Go get unsettled. This guy is a Democrat. He worked for President Obama, the science advisor, like I said. And read the book, look at the charts he has from the U.S. government and make your own determination. You may be surprised. You may go, oh my goodness, I was believing the wrong thing. And there's no harm in that. But once you know the truth, and if you still believe the other way, then, well, you're a loon. But if you, well, seriously, I mean, if someone says the sky's blue and I can prove it's green, you're like, oh, okay, the facts say it's green. You know, we don't want loons on the show. So, you know, Danny, I'm kind of mad at you because now I got 5 more books to add to my list. So I love reading, and I wish someone would pay me $100 million a year just to read books. I mean, I got so many books I want to read. I'm reading right now. What am I reading? I'm reading a book called Pharma. It's all about the corruption, about the pharmaceutical industry. That's a doorstop. I'm like halfway through that book, but I'm learning so much about it.
I have that one too on your recommendation.
Oh, okay. And then Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules of Life or Chaos or something like that.
I've got that on audiobook, man. I love that book.
But that book's another big book. So encourage people. I Danny and I are the same way. If we could just read all day, I mean, we'd be happy because that's where the magic is. So
what's nerdier than reading all the time? Right, come on. What's nerdier than reading all the time? You bald nerds to bring it back around, right?
Exactly. Well, listen, this is a great idea for a topic. We're going to come on and do this like maybe once a quarter because I have read so many books. I mean, the books you talked about, like you brought in the fiction book. One of my favorite fictional authors is Christian Hannah. I don't even know how I found her as an author, but her books are door stops, but her stories are so well designed and there's just so many books. So we just decided to pick five each on this show, but there are so many awesome books. I mean, Danny could probably come up with another 50.
Oh, yeah.
I could come up with another 50, but don't worry about it. All the links are in the show notes. Just pick one and read. Gift yourself the gift of reading because they take you into the author's mind and thought process. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So Danny, great idea for an idea for a topic for the show. And listener, in a minute, Danny's going to tell you how you can get in touch with us, but we want to know, have you read any of these books? What books do you recommend? Because I take book recommendations very seriously. I don't look at the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times bestseller list. If someone says, hey, read this book, I recommended Awaken the Giant Within to Danny. I've recommended Farmer to Danny. So we take those recommendations very seriously. So Danny, how can people get in touch with us? How can they give us the recommendations for what books we should read?
Well, it's pretty easy. Get on WhatsApp and we have a WhatsApp group. So fire up your WhatsApp app and type in the number 2, bald, B-A-L-D, nerds, N-E-R-D-Z, and ask to be invited. We'll let you in, and you can comment. You can give us book recommendations. You can tell us whether you've read any of the books. Tell us what you think of the books, or give us more show topics, because we're always looking for new ideas for the show.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate you tuning in. We really appreciate your time. We know there's a billion and one podcasts out there. Not really. I can tell you, I love this the platform of podcasting because it's our own mini radio station. I mean, when we were kids, we always pretend we had our own radio station. Now we do. This is the Mark and Danny Show, and we're not going anywhere. I mean, we're still growing. We're not going anywhere. We're still going to be here. So we are here to just share our information, and you never know what the topic of the next show is going to be, because right now the ball's in my court. Yep. I got to come up with another topic, and Danny and I, we don't know. We don't plan this out a year in advance. We want to keep it more impromptu. And so great job on the topic today, Danny. And now the pressure's on me. The pressure is on me.
The pressure is on.
Okay, Danny, before we let them go, what do they have to do?
You always have to stay nerdy.